Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's Christmas Eve, and we're doing our Christmas Day show, even though it's not Christmas Day. But that's because Christmas Day this year is on Saturday, and I'm only live Monday through Friday. And many of the stations, our stations take my show lots of different times. Sometimes they put them up on the weekends, too, and we like that. We thank you for that very much. But I actually don't take off 2 days. I just don't broadcast those 2 days. I still work. I just do other things. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas Day is always a little different. Very little business on Christmas Day. And I have something I want to read to you. And I am reading this. This is from the editorial page of the New York Sun newspaper from 1897. And the title of this editorial is "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus," and this is the letter they got the New York Sun got from Virginia O'Hanlon. She said, "Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" Here's what the editorial writers said to Virginia. "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. And his intellect is compared with a boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exists. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might be your papa. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real thing in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's not proof that they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all of the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of childhood. No Santa Claus, Virginia? Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. That's a 113-year-old editorial from the New York Sun. The New York Sun, the Santa Claus may live 10 times 10,000 years, but the New York Sun, I fear, did not. But isn't that a great sentiment? Isn't that a great story? I know you probably heard that about that editorial, but maybe you had never heard it read before. Maybe you had never seen it before. Great words. The language is a little Victorian, but little 19th century, but it's still a great message. And think about that, folks. Think about the essence of that message. Think about all the things that are a huge part of our life that are intangibles, things that cannot be seen, and yet we rely on them so much. Can truth be seen? No, truth can't be seen. Only the manifestations of truth can be seen. But truth has to happen first before it can manifest. There has to be the intangible of truth. Trust. Can you hold trust in your hand? No, you can't. But you still believe in it, right? Faith. Most of us, many of us, have a faith life. I do, as a Christian. Christmas is a big part of my life. But yet faith is unseen, right? You don't see faith. You don't know faith. The wind. You know, the wind is there, but you can't see it. There are so many things. And these are things, many of these things are in the marketplace too. So many parts of the bonds that hold the marketplace together, indeed that hold our lives together, indeed that hold our families together, are unseen things. Things like Santa Claus. And yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and there's a Santa Claus in all of us, for all of us, not just the big round man with the red cape, the red suit, but he's a metaphor for other things that we don't see that hold us together as adults in our lives. Think about some of those intangibles. Think about all those things, and let's treasure those things. Let's hold them dear, and let's protect them. Merry Christmas. It's 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.